Hello and welcome to Camp Kaiju on this Tuesday morning. I'm here to talk about a monster movie. Today I am talking about 1957's Attack of the Crab Monsters. Never heard of it? Me neither until this weekend. I was looking for something really short to watch with my Sunday coffee, and I found myself on Tubi, which is a streaming app with commercials, but the plus side is they have hundreds of these types of cult classics from the 50s. And the great thing about these movies is they're usually within the hour mark. So Attack of the Crab Monsters is 1 hour and 3 minutes. Perfect weekend morning watching. Get a little kaiju action, get a little body horror, get some camp. It's a good time. The strength of which is its direction by Roger Corman, which if you don't know who he is one of those directors that you should know if you're a fan of the genre. He directed a bunch of those Edgar Allan Poe movies with Vincent Price in the 60s. He directed the original Little Shop of Horrors. And his real claim to fame is he mentored directors like James Cameron, Joe Dante, even Ron Howard got his start working for Roger Corman. So he's very noted, very well known. Go check out all of his movies. Now, Attack of the Crab Monsters was like his first big hit. Big hit considering his drive-in, niche. And what works aside from his direction, and he knows when to like lean into the camp, but to also pull back and play those notes really well. The biggest thing that works with Attack of the Crab Monsters is it is more than just your standard crabs get infected with radioactivity and they become giants. No, what sets these apart, spoiler alert, you gotta know, these crabs are telepathic. So they will eat you and then they will absorb your brain, and in doing so will be able to communicate with the other humans on this remote island. I was like, what? This is fantastic. This is campy as hell and kind of scary and awesome. And I guess my bar was really low and this just exceeded my expectations. So that was a lot of fun. Now, what didn't quite work with this movie was really nitpicky things, about the effects. The crab monsters have a roar. And it sounds like a giant wounded mammal, like you just shot a bear and left it to die in the zoo. It's really off-putting, actually, when you consider the beach crustacean theme that we've established here. I mean, I don't know what sound crabs make, but it's probably not a bear, to go back to my awful example. but it was fun. And in terms of the campy, I mean, there's a lot, but there's some science mumbo-jumbo in this that had me busting a gut. And I wrote down an exchange by two scientists who are trying to explain what's going on with the crab monsters. Thanks, y'all, for joining me. So I'm talking about Attack of the Crab Monsters, and there's an exchange between two scientists. One says, that means that the crab can eat his victim's brain, absorbing his mind and intact and working. And the other scientist says, these actors are very serious, they're very straight-faced, and that's what makes the movie work. Be that as it may, they kept a straight face, but you can't keep a straight face when you hear the line, it's as good a theory as any to explain what's happened. Once they were men, now they are land crabs. Just shut the door. That was awesome. So Attack of the Crab Monsters, like I said, it's definitely worth your time. It has some antiquated moments, but because of the telepathic powers of the crabs, I think it stands the test of time. I think it's more than just a run-of-the-mill giant monster movie from the 50s. So thanks for joining me this morning. Thanks for engaging. Be sure to, follow, hit the bell for more notifications. Next week, we are going to talk about Lake Placid and kind of come back to something a bit more modern. All right, thanks guys. See you later.